This is your Concordia, Nebraska, all sports leader, Hoopski. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Wyatt Kuby alongside my partner, Eric Cumley. And guys, we got a good show for you. Sad news, this is our first podcast without Graham.
It's very sad.
He'll be missed. All right. Anyways, you know, this will be a new event. I'm just going to say this now. It is a Monday night.
It is Monday. And yes.
It's a little different. So you guys will be hearing us hopefully on, we'll get this posted on Wednesday and it'll be, that's new. We're going to hopefully do this earlier, get it up earlier. So y'all have the uppest update possible. Don't know if that made sense or not.
I don't know.
But we're going to find out. So how was your weekend since it's a Monday?
It was very long and amazing. But it just went, it was so long. That's all that I can say about
long
it.
Long in a good way or a bad way?
Long in a good way.
Oh, okay, that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
How was yours?
I watched the XFL all weekend, bro. That's about it.
That's good. I've heard it's really good.
Oh, it's fun, bro. But right now, Concordia Sports. First up, men's basketball. Lost to Dort, 76-86. Unfortunate, but they now fall to 17-9 overall. 8-8 in GPAC play.
Yeah, that's a tough loss.
It is a tough loss, especially that you had the game. You had the lead for most of the game, and then the second half of the second half.
Exactly, yeah.
You drop it.
It's their second loss with less than 80 points.
Which is unfortunate, because if you look at all the other games, they've been pretty good hitting that 80, you know?
Yeah, so. Even though they haven't scored more than 80 points, they still got four different players making double digits.
Yeah, hitting 15, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of them hitting exactly 15, which I think is kind of funny in a way.
Yeah, but. Gage Smith hit his first 5 3-point attempts for 15 points.
Man, that man went off early. Tanner Shook, and you know, the senior captain, you know, trying to make things work, trying to get his team back in it. Unfortunately, couldn't do it in the long run, but. So men's basketball has their last two home games this week against Hastings on Wednesday and Mount Marty on Saturday. So go out, check those out. The Wednesday game will be at 7, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, usually it's about 7.
7, and then the Saturday one should be at 4. So go out, check them out. Moving on to women's basketball. Not surprised in the win against Dort, winning 74-56. They are now 24-2 overall, 17-1 in GPAC play. Philly Lammers dropped 17 points, had 5 rebounds and 3 blocks, leading the Bulldogs to their 10th straight win. Honestly, Philly Lammers.
That's a huge game for her, yeah.
That's a huge game. You can't say enough about this
You can't
leader.
Say, yeah. Usually we're talking about Grace Berry and how good she's doing, but it's not just her. We're talking about Philly Lammers and so many other players on this team that are doing wonderful and putting up these big numbers.
Exactly. Just the depth, as we talked about last week, of this Bulldog squad. You know, you can't really, it's hard to single out one player. The fact of the matter is that Philly Lammers had the most points, so obviously she's the spotlight.
Yeah.
But you can't, you know, it pains me to do this, but obviously you have to do it. Otherwise, we'd be talking for like 30 minutes just on the
about every player
alone.
And how well they're doing.
Exactly. So, you know, great look for the Bulldogs with that win, and hopefully they can clinch their next two home games as well, the last two home games this week on Wednesday and Saturday against Hastings and Mount Marty.
These games are going to be huge.
Yes.
Wednesday's game, I'm excited for that game.
Yes, that Hastings matchup is going to be a really, really good one. That'll basically determine the the winner of the regular season GPAC.
Yeah, I'm excited for that game.
I might actually have to watch that. All right, and off to track. Allie Brooks broke her own pole vault record at UNL this past weekend with a vault of 13 feet and 3/4 inch, also setting a new Bulldog record. So, dang.
That's huge.
That is huge. And our track program... as we mentioned last week, is phenomenal.
Our track team is just, they keep picking it up every duel that they, or a meet that they go to. It's getting better and better and better.
Exactly. It's, like, you can't.
I don't know what else you can say except just praise that.
Exactly. You know, and it's insane because a lot of these really good athletes are sophomores and freshmen. You know? Like, we have a really young squad, and they're still performing very, very well. Like Xavier Ross is a sophomore.
He's a sophomore.
Cora Olsen's a sophomore.
Chase Berry is a freshman.
Chase Berry's a freshman who's in male pole vault. And then you have Katie Sievert, who's pretty good at the long jump. Like, she's top 10 in GPAC. She's a freshman. You have Rachel Battershell, who's a phenomenal 400 runner with, you know, first place in nationals. She's a sophomore.
Exactly. That just shows to show.
First place in GPAC, not nationals.
That shows how well our recruiting process and our coaches are, and they know what they're doing.
Right? Like, all credit really should go to the coaches, but honestly, the athletes are the one who's performing. Like, you can have coaches who prepare kids a certain way, but if the athletes aren't putting effort into what you're teaching them, the program's not going to be that good. But you know what I mean? Like, it's all about the athletes. Yes, the coaches are really good at doing their job.
But the athletes are putting in the work.
Yes, the athletes are putting in the work, and it's showing. It's showing. Like,
it's definitely showing.
Walk into walls and look at the All-American board.
It's crazy.
It's
oh
insane.
My.
It's literally filled with outdoor, indoor, track and field, cross country. This program has been insane since the beginning of Concordia. Like, ever since track and field was a thing, you see names way back in like the, what was it, 1980s or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Probably further than that, probably 60s actually.
It's just 90s. Crazy how consistent these teams are.
Exactly.
To be that consistent with all these athletes and all these coaches just doing the right thing, that's incredible and almost nearly impossible.
Yeah, and somehow finding the right coaches, because obviously this is Beisel's third year as a head coach for track. You know, so it's not like you're having the same exact coach every single year. You're having completely different coaches coming in and being able to make these players, I mean not players, make these athletes the athletes that they are now. You know, it's amazing to watch track and field, you know, just the sheer athleticism that's displayed throughout the entire track and field arena. I don't know. It's just fun. It's fun. And another another cool, interesting fact is both men and women went to the UNL meet. Our 4x4 team went to UNL, and our women's obviously were in first place in GPAC and already qualified for nationals.
Yeah.
But they beat their time this year and ended up with a new time of 3 minutes and 56.67 seconds. That is insane. Like,
oh my God. Again, I don't know what to say just because how well they're doing and how they're getting better and better. They're beating their PRs and they're beating their times from last week just every week.
Exactly.
I don't know what else to say except just wow.
Yeah. Wow indeed, you know? And our men obviously didn't beat their PR last year, but they did very, very well against teams across the nation at the UNL event. So we're looking pretty good here in these in track and field. So I have no problem, you know, with
oh yeah, keep doing it.
Yeah,
keep doing it.
I have no concerns.
Keep
no
it
concerns
up.
At all.
Yeah.
If I could pick a team from Concordia that I feel like could consistently win GPAC titles and national championships, honestly, it's going to have to be the track team. Like, no offense to basketball. Like, yes, basketball. Our girls are really, really good. Our boys are stepping it up, having the best season they've had since 2005, you know? So, for me, just watching track and seeing the results of these athletes, I feel like you can definitely say I can see the consistency in GPAC championships year in and year out. I can see national titles coming in near the future. You know, so this program is really set up for greatness.
And another thing, I think we're not underrated for track, but like here at Concordia, we're so used to them doing so well consistently that we've just gotten used to them winning all the time and beating everything. As for girls, the past, couple years, they've started picking it up. And then last year with national tournament title. And then this year,
GPAC title. They didn't win
sorry.
It.
Sorry. National.
They got second. GPAC they title. Got second. In the nationals, but
yeah,
winning last year, girls winning the GPAC title first time in 10 years. Last year, anyways, this year they're hoping for a repeat, And honestly, they can get it. And our men's can definitely get that GPAC title this year the way they're performing. You know, so good things are looking.
It's looking up.
It's looking up. Yes. Yes. That's what I was trying to say. So, you know, shout out to track and field. Wow. You know, it's pretty good.
Another big team on Concordia. Congrats to wrestling for finishing 13-2.
Yeah.
That's they tied impressive. Their best record on the season. It's 13-2. They just tied that again. They completely shut out Bethany 50-0.
Oh, man. Going to that meet was fun.
That was a good meet.
We had three pins in a row. I think it was...
Three pins in a row, four total.
Four total?
Yeah. The four pins that night were Cameron Devers at 157, Gabe Crawford at 165, and DeAndre Cherry at 174. Tanner Farmer also had a pin at heavyweight. But those three in a row, those were big pins.
Those were big pins. And honestly, I'm going to point out Zach Moister.
Exactly, yes.
He won by points, but he had to come back through a leg injury.
Yeah.
We were at that game we were at the meet, and he was up wrestling, you know, doing his thing, and all of a sudden they got tangled up in such a weird way, and his knee got twisted, and they had to stop the match to go check on him because he was
They stopped it a couple of times because he was walking off the mat limping pretty bad.
Yeah, and he was able to grind it out, finish it, winning 12 to 6. Like, that man put his heart and soul out on his senior night. That man deserves a medal or something.
Oh, yeah.
A purple heart. Give him a purple heart.
When your legs get tangled up in that, it's just not fun, especially when you know something's tweaked, but it's your senior night. Like, you don't want to go out like that on senior night.
So, props to him, man. Honestly, I know knee injuries. I have had two of them, and they're not fun. They are definitely not fun.
Not only him, we had other tough fights. Like, yeah, we won 50-0, but not every win was a blowout. Like, in the end, on paper, it was a blowout, but they were tough, hard fought fights.
Like, one of them was like Darren Miller.
Oh yeah, Darren Miller,
really really close.
197. That was a really close match up until about the third period. I don't remember what the final score was, but
I don't know. I think it was like 9-6, I think.
Yeah. The final score, it wasn't a blowout, but it was close.
It was.
The whole match was going back and forth, and
yeah, that was a pretty good one. Let's talk about Tanner Farmer and his match.
His match wasn't even fair.
The dude he was wrestling literally went up to Tanner's waist. He was short, goodness.
The only reason why it was a second period pin and not a first period pin was because the guy was so short, Tanner Farmer couldn't get under him to pin him.
Exactly.
Every single time he would try to, he would just run away.
Even if Tanner would try to pick him up, it was risky, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Just like watching it. But it was really funny because every time Tanner got on top of him, he looked like a bear.
He couldn't get up. Yeah, the guy just, I don't think he could physically stand up.
I don't either. It was funny. Tanner kept letting him up to try to get a good takedown. Eventually got the pin, so props to him on that.
Yeah, good job.
Man, just watching that, it was like a bear trying to wrestle a human, you know?
Yeah, it was good. The next time that they'll wrestle is at the GPAC Wrestling Championships, and that takes place February 21st through the 22nd in Sioux City, Iowa.
Nice.
So good luck. We're expecting big things.
Yeah, we are. And hopefully they can get that done. Hopefully they can get a tournament championship this time instead of a regular season, you know? So good things for them. All right, and that'll be it, folks. Thanks for joining in. Obviously, this is going to be a little different. You know, you're going to have to catch us on Wednesdays, hopefully. Don't worry, we'll let you all know soon enough. But please follow us on Instagram at CUNEKubski. Also, email us at CUNEKubski@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, or concerns about anything that we do. We would love to hear from you. You know, something that we want to get started. We want to interact with you guys. So, again, that is CUNEKubski@gmail.com. All right.
Good job.
Thank you all. Have a good night. All right.
Bye. Stop.